from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up with some great coffee and all the Odyssey family. All right, Jad's got some Chiefs audio cuts. I don't even know what the score was. I don't really care. But the Chiefs make it through the second preseason game with nothing significant coming of it. I mean, that's what you want, right? They got the work in that the coaches deemed they needed to get in, and there's not really anything to take away. I mean, we'll look at it, but the big thing that people are talking about, of course, is a behind-the-back pass from Patrick Mahomes. So Jad's got that audio. So what you'll hear is the radio call of that play, and then Mahomes talking about it and Kelsey talking about it after the game. So let's get that for you, ready to roll. Home of the Chiefs, of course, over on KNSS, where you'll hear them all season long. Our conversations with Dan Israel will begin very soon as it pertains to the Chiefs and we get ready for the Ravens. But here's that audio from the game on Saturday of the play everybody's talking about.
Third down. Long two, short three at the Lion 33. 3-0 Kansas City. Steele gets it. No, they're going to fake it to him. They get it to Kelsey on that RPO fake. Great run. And he throws it behind his back. Mahomes has been practicing this at camp. Everybody's wanting him to do it. He just did it for 9 yards. He did one at the goal line at St. Joseph that was absolutely perfect as Mahomes did it again, just on a point.
We had a play called where it was an RPO play and Travis was supposed to run an out route. We had the leverage we wanted. I should have known because he asked me what he had as he was motioning over. You can see him kind of look back at me. But I thought I told him and it was going to be open, so I pulled it and then he wasn't out there, so I was going to run for it. And, of course, he was blocking, and then he just turned around, and I just threw it to him. So wasn't how it was drawn up, but I always told you it has to happen naturally. I can't, like, force it. And I did it, and then I actually forgot about it. And then, as the game went on, they asked me about it. I was like, oh, yeah, it probably looked pretty cool. But I haven't actually got to see it yet.
All right. I know it's been in the works for a while. You guys got the behind-the-back pass in the playbook.
Still doesn't count unless it does it in a real game.
Okay, so it's not counting yet, but you had to practice it, right?
He's been doing that for a long time. It's just it's fun that he can come out here, play that loose, and be able to do stuff like that. That's why we love Pat Mahomes, right?
It's kind of funny. Coach has almost encouraged it, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know about encouraged it. I think I think everybody wanted to see it, and obviously Pat's the best quarterback in the league and one of the best to ever play this game. So the more he can do, the more fun he has out there on the field, the better we play.
You know, what's wild about it, I think, Tommy, is it's razzle dazzle. And I think people think Because I don't think this way, but I think like, and maybe, you know, Chiefs fans less so, but I think the general public thinks like they'll do that just to be funny and cool and like, oh, look what I can do. That ain't it. Like that particular thing allows them to do something on a play that they might not. It's real. And I think that's what you heard out of Mahomes. I don't know if he actually didn't forget. I mean, who knows? But I really do think like there are things that allows them to do. We notice now, and I don't know if Mahomes was the first to do the no look pass. It's certainly the first we noticed it. But now there are quarterbacks all across the league doing no look passes, right? It's a weapon. It's an asset to be able to do it, to look off the defense. This is the same thing. It's almost like an enhanced version of the, you know, that little shovel pass thing in the middle that they do to Kelsey. This is an even more dangerous version of that because now you've got misdirection involved in it. So I think it's a real play. I mean, I think it's cool and everything, just like everybody else does. Not everybody could do it, certainly. But I don't think it's just them out there screwing around. You know, I think it's legitimately a way to enhance a play that has worked for them in short yardage.
Aren't we at a point now also in Patrick Mahomes' career where nothing he does surprises us anymore? Like, you know, I watched the video and I it's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not trying to downplay it. I'm not trying to say that it's not cool because it absolutely is. But used to be that I'd see something like that and be like, oh my God. And now I'm just like, oh yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. You know, like it's amazing. It's so cool. Like nobody else is doing that sort of thing and having the kind of success with it. Now, whether or not it makes its way into an actual regular season game, I think time will tell. But yeah, just these sort of things don't. It's not that they don't blow me away anymore. It's just I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised, you know, that he's able to do that. And we've seen him do those sort of things in practice. And of course, you know, they talked about it and, you know, that happened in training camp and that sort of thing up in St. Yeah. Joe. But it just that sort of thing now is just kind of the expected. Expect the unexpected from a guy like Patrick Mahomes. And that's what makes, on top of everything else, it's so difficult to defend him because defensive coordinators and defensive players around the league, they know that by now. They've caught on to that. Expect the unexpected with number 15. It makes it so hard to game plan for because it just defies any kind of logic that, you know, or conventional wisdom that we've learned over the decades in the National Football League. It's something that is so rare that nobody can plan for it.
It was the thing people talk about, and it's obviously not the thing that actually matters that much. Let's get into the game a little bit. We were at a charity event, but we've gone back and kind of watched a little bit, watched the starters, watched the highlights, the backups, all these things. I think you saw what you wanted to see in it when I say that, because you got a good amount of reps from Worthy, right? Like Worthy got reps. He had the long touchdown. He showed off his explosive nature, which you know will be a weapon for this team. He and Rice together got a lot of reps, which I do think is important right now. Mahomes, you know, threw 14 passes, don't really care what he does. He'll be fine. Carson Wentz looked fine. They kind of be nice if in the short term he could be their backup. I'm curious to see if they carry three quarterbacks. And for me, like Pacheco played, he had one carry. Great. I'm not an offensive lineman, you know, savant. I've seen some people review Sua Mataia. And by the way, we're going to say Sua Mataia, or at least I am. Sua Mataia, I get it. Sua Mataia rolls off the tongue. There's no offense intended there. It's just faster to say it that way. By all accounts, by people that track that stuff, he looked good or fine, you know, at least whatever. So no concerns there. And they made it out without injury. Tommy is perfect. They lost the game. Who cares? It was just about perfect for what you'd want to see, at least out of the starters in the preseason.
Yeah, from a running back perspective, I mean, I still think that that's a little bit of a mess outside of Isaiah Pacheco. You know, Denaric Prince got a good amount of carries. He had a 40-yard run, but his other six carries, he gained 6 yards on those other six carries. So kind of pedestrian for him outside of the one long run that he was able to break off. Carson Steele looks to be legitimate. He looks like he could be somebody that could fill a variety of roles for Kansas City. He had, a good impact on special teams. He got a handful of carries, played fullback some, blocked pretty well. It's kind of that Swiss Army knife a little bit, and it's a role that we haven't seen the Chiefs have anybody in for a while now. There have been people that have done individual things that Carson Steele is doing. Like, for instance, they don't have Blake Bell on the line on the roster anymore. Blake Bell was a really good blocker. Carson Steele could be potentially that blocker to kind of take over that role. They haven't had a fullback since Anthony Sherman. Obviously, Carson Steele could be that guy, provide some depth, even as a tailback, could potentially do that from time to time as well. He looks like he is the real deal. He looks like somebody that has probably solidified an active roster spot on this team going into the season. I don't know how big of an impact he'll actually make when we get into the regular season, but I do think he's done enough to solidify a roster spot. Wide receivers, Kadarius Toney needs to be out the door. It's not going to work. He's not there. I said on Friday I thought that he would be the guy that would be cut. I know that they gave up a decent amount to get him when they traded for him. He hasn't shown anything. His very first snap in the preseason, he was called for a...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Double penalty. I don't even know how that happens, but it was like offensive holding and illegal formation. He got called for that. The very first snap that he was on the field, he finished with one catch, negative 4 yards. He had one punt return that was the shortest punt return that anybody had for the Chiefs the entire day. I don't know what else you need to see from Kadarius Toney. That experiment should be done. I think it has been for a while. But then really what we saw from him on Saturday tells me that there's really not any room for him on that roster. And they've got, a handful of other wide receivers that can definitely be, fill that role and be that depth piece that Toney was, I think, expected to be.
Austin chimes in on our YouTube feed saying essentially the same thing. What is he providing them? I don't know. The thing that is interesting about his situation, there are probably a lot of teams where that sort of upside is enticing enough to stick around. It's interesting to think about how teams might think about that. And we'll have that decision. And yeah, probably that wasn't the performance to give the coaches confidence. You could, they don't need him to really do anything except be a gadget guy. But they brought back Mecole Hardman, who is essentially that same player, right? Like they don't need and quite frankly don't want Toney to be one of their go-to receivers. They really don't need him to be either, because they have now Worthy and Hollywood Brown soon. So at best, if you were counting on him, is your fourth receiver and your fifth pass. So
but don't it you will think be interesting also- to Don't you think, and I know that when we talked about this on Friday, I listed, I think, three receivers that, I felt like one of them was going to get cut, and I thought it was going to be Toney. And I'm not saying that you're a Kadarius Toney defender by any means, but don't you think though that at worst a player should not contribute at all? Like that, like if you're going to look at like, okay, the ceiling is here, the floor is here. As long as you're just like not doing anything, that's better than actively hurting the team when you're out on the field.
Yes.
And Toney is at a point, and he has been, where he's actively harming the team when he's on the field.
Yeah.
Like if it was just a situation where like he's either not out there, or when he is out there, he's not making an impact. He's not doing anything positive, but he's not doing anything negative either. That's one thing. That's kind of how I feel about Sky Moore, at least right now. He's not really doing anything, but he's not actively harming the team. Kadarius Toney,
a true backup right now.
Kadarius Toney is actively hurting the Chiefs when he's on the field.
100% agree, and that's why it becomes an interesting decision. I think they would like to keep him to only use, right, in specific. Like this is Toney, but
the problem
with that, the problem with that is, well, I know what it is. They would like him to be a set designed gadget play, get the ball in his hand. But the problem with that is he is actively harming you or doing that one thing poorly. And he's continuing this trend of unreliability when he's not, you know, when we're not playing a game, that he's almost making it impossible for them to even do that. So if that's, you know, if that's ultimately his role, because I think it was going to be at one point, we'll see if they're still willing to give it a shot. They've never thought Toney was going to come into this season and be like this massive contributor to the offense. I think they brought him in to strictly do a couple of trick play type of Andy Reid, mad scientist things, and that's it. They're just not going to.
You can't even do that at this point. That's the issue.
That's right. And so now it's like, okay, well, if he can't do that, why is he here? And so, but the other part of it is they also don't need him or anybody in that spot either. Like there's no pressure at the seventh wide receiver or even the sixth, because Watson is your fill in probably at any position. And then they're going to go and figure. And then you still have Mecole Hardman, who as a return man is what they want, but he's been a part of the offense before.
Yeah.
So it's like, They really don't. They have room to take the risk, but they don't need to take the risk. So I don't know what they do. I think by their language, they're probably going to let him go.
Yeah,
I won't be surprised or stunned if they don't.
And for me, if they cut him, honestly, it's addition by subtraction. I actually feel better about the wide receiver room if he's not on the depth chart. Because again, it's not just that he's not contributing at all. When he is, when he's out on the field, it's not even a contribution. He's hurting the team. And so I feel actually, my level of trust in the overall wide receiver group goes up slightly if Kadarius Toney isn't even on the team.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I just don't really, honestly, I don't really care, because I don't think he's going to impact
I do,
much.
Because there have been so many times where he has negatively impacted the team. So it's if you're not going to put him in those situations, don't even have him on the team.
Right. And you know, at some point, you're just going to have to cut your losses. They've drafted well enough in other places that you can swallow the fact that they have not been able to get wide receiver, and you hope that it's Worthy. And it's very clear what Worthy's value is. I mean, he is making plays at the NFL. I don't care if it's against backups. Those are NFL-caliber backups getting torched on a quick go route. And that's what he brings to an offense now. That really gets you excited about what Mahomes could do to finally open things up is just, you know, be able to utilize these new weapons he has. But it was a great performance. We can continue it. We'll wrap up the first hour with it. I want to get into anything else we're seeing out of the preseason. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. And again, I'm not as locked in as I will be in the regular season. All these rookie quarterbacks look pretty good. And that doesn't always happen in the preseason. Do we think is there a chance that they're all good? I think there is. And then Pittsburgh's got an interesting situation to get through. We'll do it all. We'll talk more about the Royals, get you ready for that Angels series. On the way out here, let's set up our HTO giveaway. If you want to win a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors available for you, and some free rain coffee, iced hot, all your coffee drinks, HTO has you covered at any of the metro locations, East or West Wichita or in Derby. You can win one of each right now by texting the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.